1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's big trouble at some hospitals in five states, as we hear from CBS's Jim Krasula.
A cyber attack is affecting facilities operated by Prospect Medical Holdings. It has hospitals and clinics in California, Texas, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Ambulances are having to be diverted, and things like elective surgeries and outpatient appointments have had to be canceled.
A reenactment of an awful day at the high school in Parkland, Florida, where a gunman killed 17 people in 2018. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says weapons experts are staging it as part of a civil suit involving the school resource officer Scott Peterson, who's accused of not acting as the attack took place.
He has said all along that he did not know where the shots were coming from, but parents have said, look, he had to have known which building they were coming from and at least gone inside to check. So what they're trying to do is see what he may have heard out there.
Peterson was acquitted in a criminal case. Nine members of Congress toured the school building earlier today. In New York's Gilgo Beach murder investigation, DA Ray Tierney says some remains dating back to 1996 have been identified as Karen Vergata.
The FBI was able, via a genetic genealogy review, to identify Ms. Vergata as Fire Island Jane Doe.
The Gilgo Beach suspect has been charged with three killings and is the prime suspect in a fourth. Overseas, a court in Moscow has sentenced jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny to an additional 19 years in prison. Reporter Mary Ilushnia.
They're accusing him of essentially creating an extremist community organization inside of Russia, and they refer to his anti-corruption foundation and his regional headquarters that were all shut down in 2021.
Political and court calendars jam up for former President Trump. CBS's Robert Costa covered his arraignment yesterday on federal charges.
The judges set the next hearing for August 28th. That's 5 days after the upcoming first Republican primary debate. Trump has not yet said whether he will attend, though he has said he's leaning against it.
It's been hot on land. We all know that, shattering records. And in the water, too, as we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The European Union Climate Observatory says the world's oceans set a record temperature in the past week of nearly 70 degrees. That is far above the average for this time of year. The previous record was set in 2016.
The government says employers added 187,000 jobs last month. And checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 222 points. NASDAQ is ahead 125. The S&P up 28. This is CBS News.
Communities around Wisconsin are getting hundreds of millions of dollars to fight the in captivity since crossing the border of South Korea last month. They held signs as Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade made its way through southeast Wisconsin yesterday. King's uncle is Myron Gates. He says he noted a big change in his nephew's behavior before the incident.
The messages became strange. I was like, "You okay?" And he's telling me, no, they're trying to kill me.
Vice President Harris says the Biden administration is doing everything it can. Back to school time is coming soon, and that can be stressful for kids on the autism spectrum. Terry D. reports now on some helpful strategies.
Aaron Skaggs with Easter Sales believes some action in advance of the first day of school can make a difference.
They always recommend to start with your school, contact the counselor or social worker about setting up a one-on-one school tour. It really can help alleviate some of those questions kids have and parents about where their child will be going on that first day.
Skaggs suggests the child also have a one-on-one meeting with the teacher and with parents present before the school year starts to address any necessary accommodations. She adds letting the child choose their own school supplies and clothing gives them a sense of control and can have a positive impact. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Children under 18 will need to be with a parent if they want to get into the Wisconsin State Fair after 5 in the evening. Fair officials say it's to make sure that groups of unsupervised teenagers don't cause trouble.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The FBI has now joined the search efforts for James Yablonsky, the missing 13-year-old boy in Sauk County. James has been missing for nearly 2 months. The van he took, along with his cell phone, were found near Devil's Lake State Park. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office said that James had been searching for ways to travel out of the state before going missing, according to evidence on several electronic devices. The boy's family is offering a cash reward for his return. Road construction projects are going strong in the area. A section of the southbound lane of West Riverview Expressway north of Wisconsin Rapids will be closed today for concrete pavement maintenance. In Stevens Point, Union Street between 5th and 6th Streets will be closed today for sewer repair work. Starting next week, southbound Division Street will close from Main to Clark, August 7th through the 14th. Traffic will be detoured. There's more trouble in the UW system. Pete Schwabe has the story.
The University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh has serious financial issues. The school has an unprecedented budget crisis that will cost some staff their jobs. Chancellor Andrew Levitt says the school is $18 million in the hole. He calls the predicament a perfect storm of declining enrollment, lack of state financial support, and tapping into reserves after a tuition freeze that lasted a decade. The university is planning drastic measures to close the gap by using furloughs and laying off up to 200 people.
The Rafters jumped to first place in the Great Lakes West Division after their win against the Dock Spiders last night, 7-6. Brendan Bobo made history, breaking the home run record to become the league's new all-time career home run leader with 29 home runs. The Rafters play the Dock Spiders in Fond du Lac again tonight, first pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. The weekend has finally arrived. As a high pressure sits over Lake Superior today, we will sit under mostly sunny skies with refreshing winds out of the northeast. A lake breeze up to 15 miles per hour will keep the shore hitting highs in the 70s. Meanwhile, calmer inland winds will allow highs to rise a bit warmer into the mid-80s. The good news is no humidity like we've been recently sweating to. Overnight, some fog builds in around the southern parts of Lake Michigan, and lows fall statewide into the 60s. Some showers may swipe the southern state line by Saturday morning, but the main rain event holds off until Sunday, where we are looking at a quarter of an inch to a half an inch to fall in the north, and nearly an inch may drench the southern half of the state. Some severe storms are also possible, with the Storm Prediction Center issuing a slight risk for the very southeast counties of the state on Sunday. Have a fantastic Friday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers' bats beat the Bucks. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers put on a show for a nationwide audience last night on Fox Sports, especially the young guys like Sal Frelick and second baseman Bryce Terang.
Swings and launches one deep to right field. Long gone for the rookie, his fifth. A three-run blast, 8-1 Brewers.
The Brewers went on to beat the Pirates 14-1 at AmFam Field. Christian Yelich went 3-for-4 with two runs batted in. The Cubs beat the Reds 5-3, and that gave Milwaukee a half-game lead in the NL Central. The Cubs are now just 2.5 games behind. Game 2 of the series with the Brewers and Pirates is tonight. On Sunday, Brandon Woodruff expected to get his first start after being out since April 7th with a shoulder injury. Last night in the NFL, the stadium lights went out for 15 minutes just before the start of the fourth quarter at the Hall of Fame game in Canton. You'll remember the Packers and Colts Hall of Fame game back in 2016 was canceled after paint on the field had turned to rock in the hot sun. The Browns came back to beat the Jets last night, a final score of 21-16. Jets quarterback Zach Wilson hit former Packers receiver Malik Taylor on a 57-yard bomb that set up a field goal in the first half. In Green Bay, the Packers practiced in pads for over 2 hours in 91-degree heat. For the first time in camp, the offense finally won the competition period. After practice, Matt LaFleur went live on the NFL Network and was asked how Jordan Love is doing.
You know, I see a lot of growth, and I see it every day, and our guys are competing hard. Today was a really good practice for us in terms of just battling through some heat, battling through some adversity. We had a full tackle to the ground period right there, which is something that we haven't done in the past. So I like the mentality of this team, and guys are, they're not just punching the clock. They're being intentional about their work, and I think they're getting better every day.
The Packers rookie place kicker, Anders Carlson, missing 2 of 3 kicks from around the 43-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that's the past 2 days, and that's frustrating. But I'm not seeing, like, it's a trend or anything. But obviously, yeah, in the game, it's one shot, one kill. We're just talking about that, and, you know, I got to put a better emphasis on it.
And Wisconsin native and former Badger J.J. Watt was on the Dan Patrick Show.
How close were you to playing for the Packers?
Oh, wow, you're really going in it right away. It's a story for another day, but it would have been awesome.
Well, why for another day?
I have to get more information about it before I really talk about it more, but it would have been cool.
Yeah, I thought that seemed like able to go back home and that it was going to be a big deal to be able to do that, or at least try to do that. So,
it wasn't really an option. That's all I'll say.
That's J.J. Watt with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Okay, okay, now move your feet. Love the way you're moving when you're grooving on a beat. Yeah.
It's back to school season, and Famous Footwear is the place for great savings. For a limited time, save up to an additional $30 when you get new shoes for the entire family from all your favorite brands like Adidas, New Balance, Vans, and more. Hurry, this great deal won't last long, so shop online or bring the whole family to a Famous Footwear near you and let our team of sizing experts help every kid find the perfect fit. Some exclusions apply.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, lows level off around 61. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Upper 70s Sunday and Monday with storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
actually sightings based on my eyes.
Yeah, if you're watching on the Facebook live stream, folks, you will see one sleepy dog just chilling on the couch behind me.
I love Luke. It was
I love you too, Will.
Okay. No, I'm saying I loved the conversation that was on socials this week about revolving around dogs, and people were arguing, you know, oh, you let your dog on the couch, and a lot of the responses were like, bro, I'd let my dog borrow my car if he asked.
Dude, my dog sleeps like on my head some days. Like, he'll just choose to curl up in a ball like on my pillow while I'm still using my pillow. So it's like, yeah, the dog's got free reign. Dog runs the house.
This is my dog's home as well. They live here, and I think it's kind of barbaric to ban them from sitting on the furniture that was purchased and designed for comfort, so that you aren't walking around in your own home all day.
At the same time, like, if your dog is only like, that is their entire world. Like, your house,
entire world,
your
right.
house is their entire world. And so if you're gonna even restrict that space smaller to them, it'd be like, no going on the couch. I'm like, what? Stop it. So
I'm going to take the bold stance, Luke, then, of you shouldn't have a pet if you're going to be preventing them from having control.
I'm not
going to
tell
very
people,
little amount
I'm not
going
to tell people how to do it. It doesn't make sense to me. That's all. So, but
you,
we're talking Wisconsin headlines of the week. 844-967-2789. If you've got one to share with us, we want to hear it. You can call or text. And if you're listening to Town Call right from the Civic Media app, you can do it right from the app as well. You can just write on the interface, brand new update. If you haven't updated your app yet, go ahead and do so. 844-967-2789, or engage with the show right off of the app. We're doing Wisconsin headlines. Just finished my burger one. Honorable mention for Hawks Bar and Grill. Head over, grab the August Burger of the Month. It's not just a Wisconsin headline this week. You can have it all August long. But what is your next one, Will?
All right. Back to me. I'm going to go with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel right here. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin's slate of fake electors should face prosecution. Now, this story came out about an hour ago, so I am on
I had it, and I was excited because that was the next one I was going to, because you told me you were going Packers again, so doing a little zigging and zagging, I guess. Instead.
A little zigging and zagging, yeah. Well, you know, it was sitting right here for me. I had to capitalize before I let you take the freebie.
Hang on, I gotta real quick before we discuss this topic. There's a more Wisconsin version of this story, though, of the headline, and I have to get it in before you start discussing it. And so, Your Honor, if
I'll
you may, it. May I? I'm not asking you. You're the other side. I'm asking if the judge will allow it.
Sustained.
All right.
Motion sustained.
Okay.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not overruled. That's all that I care about. Here we go. Nope, that's not the one. This is the most Wisconsin headline of the week regarding fake electors. Also over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written up by Molly Beck, Wisconsin fake elector scheme is at the center of the Donald Trump indictment. And it's important. This is the more Wisconsin headline surrounding this story this week, because it alludes to the fact Wisconsin is the center of the political universe once again. And yes, we've got an update with the governor chiming in on it, which is the viewpoint that you're going to share with us, Will. But this is the more Wisconsin headline of this,
I mean,
this topic.
It certainly is, but we also covered this piece
within
the past 2 days.
That doesn't mean it's
I thought it was... I thought it was double dipping to go back again. I wanted to have a fresh approach. Like, Molly did an excellent job with this piece, but it was such a good piece that we had to cover it when it originally happened. And Luke is trying to like dig up old stories that we've already talked
about.
It's
important to mention the most Wisconsin headlines of the week during the edition of Town Call that is titled "The Most Wisconsin Headlines of the Week." How's that double
words have meanings. Words have meaning. That is fair. But reading over from the piece at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, 10 Wisconsinites who participated in a scheme to claim the state's 10 electoral votes for President Donald Trump should be charged and held accountable. Governor Tony Evers said Wednesday, quote, "Well, no, there has to be accountability," the Democratic governor said when asked by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel whether he would feel confident in the state's elections going forward if the 10 fraudulent electors don't ultimately face charges. what they did was wrong. And so I'm hoping somebody will pick up the banner here because this has to happen. The piece does note Donald Trump's relationship to the story, as he is accused by a federal grand jury of organizing a conspiracy to steal the 2020 election from President Joe Biden, with strategies that included organizing slates of fraudulent electors in seven states, including Wisconsin, to claim the electors for Trump. Despite the outcome of the election, Wisconsin is among several states highlighted in a sweeping federal indictment handed down Tuesday.
Yeah, and so this, it's going to be interesting. I think it's also important to point out it's not just 10 fraudulent electors. There are more Wisconsinites than just these 10 that signed the paperwork that helped contribute to this conspiracy. There was the room in the Wisconsin Capitol on December 14th of 2020 when the real slate of electors, the duly elected slate of electors, met to cast their electoral votes for Joe Biden. The same time that was happening, a room that was reserved in the Wisconsin Capitol by then Senate Majority Leader and Congressman-elect Scott Fitzgerald, somebody in his office was responsible for reserving that room so that these individuals committing conspiracy. It's Friday, folks. It's almost the weekend. But these 10 individuals had help. They received a arm. They met at an undisclosed location before going to that room in the Wisconsin Capitol that was reserved for them by Congressman-elect Fitzgerald. They met at an undisclosed location, and they had armed security take them to the Capitol that day. You had individuals trying to get these. Somehow they ended up in the hands of somebody on U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's staff. Those individuals help contribute to this conspiracy. There are other attorneys. The six unindicted co-conspirators that were mentioned in the Trump indictment on Tuesday, some of them have Wisconsin ties. And so, like, just saying this is 10 individuals is letting other people off the hook. There needs to be accountability for everybody involved in this scheme.
It takes a village, Luke. Conspiracy as well. Raising a child, good or bad, takes a village.
This isn't just freedom of speech. This isn't just saying the election was stolen. This is an effort to overturn the results of the duly elected president in,
And I do want to note as well, Luke, that the indictment makes several references to the November 18th, quote, Wisconsin memo and a December 6th, 2020 fraudulent elector memo.
They called it the Green Bay sweep. It's taking a Packers term. The electoral scheme here in Wisconsin and in several battleground states is the center of the indictment that we learned about in D.C. court earlier this week. And so, yes, Wisconsin is once again the center of the political universe over and over and over. Boy, is it getting exhausting to be the center of the political universe so frequently, Will.
But would you rather be at the center, or would you rather be, on the fringe and never matter? I don't know. It's a we can speak negatively about the energy.
I don't know what that's like. Maybe it gives individuals a little bit more peace of mind. I don't know, but it's
certainly easier to sleep at night, but it's gives us a lot less to talk about.
We could find something to talk about. All right, so I think we kind of went back and forth there with the fraudulent elector aspect of the Wisconsin headlines. We both shared one, so I believe the ball is back in your court, Will.
Well, how about would you like me to go back to my Packers reference then?
I thought that one was safe, but
so this is it's a half and half, but it does relate back to the Packers. CBS News Chicago had a piece yesterday. Two former Northwestern football players claim hazing included watermelon eating contests for black players. The end of the piece. Now, this story has received national attention as well. Northwestern Athletics, not just their football program, where head coach Fitzgerald was fired last month. But I believe their baseball program also had a number of individuals come forward and say, like, yes, these incidents were occurring. Hazing was a major, major problem at the university. But how it relates back to Wisconsin in this particular situation, These two lawsuits are the first to name former Northwestern athletic director Mark Murphy as a defendant, accusing him of negligence for failing to prevent the hazing. Obviously, now Murphy is the president and CEO of the Green Bay Packers. If you recall, Pat Fitzgerald was rumored to be on the head coaching shortlist when we hired Matt LaFleur a couple of years ago. So Northwestern was, you know, pretty heavily involved with the Green Bay Packers staff. And this is unacceptable. If these individuals were aware of the aggressive hazing that was occurring, again, accountability, right? People need to be held responsible for their actions. When you are at the head of an institute of higher education, such as Northwestern or any institution of higher learning in the United States, you need to be protecting your student athletes. And it's pretty evident that Northwestern failed to do so.
Yeah. And I want to also point out a lot of these revelations coming from student reporting on Northwestern's mm-hmm. campus. Mm-hmm. And so hats off to that school of journalism and those students that found out about these very horrible acts and reported them. And now we are going to learn, hopefully through investigating, the extent of the wrongdoing in that campus. And it's something that needs to be discussed, though, because I doubt that it's a one-off in Northwestern. I unfortunately believe there's probably a lot more of this on college campuses around the country, and it's something that needs to be talked about.
And it's been going on for years. That's the other point that needs to be noted, Luke. These two lawsuits filed in Cook County Circuit Court by two anonymous players who were on the team during the 2004 and 2005 seasons, right? So a lot of the attention that this has received nationally has been for instances that happened in the past couple of years. Well, no, this is going back 15, 16, 17 years, noting former head coach Pat Fitzgerald, who was the team's recruiting coordinator and linebackers coach at the time, both knew of and encouraged this behavior. So this is systemic. This is within the entirety of the program. And then this individual, you know, rose to the rank of head coach. And it's assumed that the behavior continued based on other students who have come out and said that they have dealt with this. And it's unacceptable.
Yeah. Staying in the vein of college sports, Will, I fear that Wisconsin and some of our Midwest neighbors may have extended our Midwest hospitality a little bit too far as well, because we've got a headline out today that the Oregon Ducks and the Washington Huskies are going to be joining the Big Ten as well. And this is just now the Big Ten is probably going to need a rebrand. I doubt it's going to be the Big Ten. This is going to be like 18 teams.
Should we call it the Big Tent, or should we call it like the Big 40?
The Big Tent Conference. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just find two more and even it out. Just make it a Big 20.
Just call it the Big Conference.
The Big Conference. Literally. But if you look at the map, because if you're on social media, you could also see the map of all of the different locations. Wisconsin pretty much smack dab in the middle. Because this is going to be a coast-to-coast conference now. Like, all the way from Washington to Rutgers in New Jersey. Like, UCLA, USC. It's insane that this conference is going to be huge. And I just...
Consolidation of markets, Luke. It's going to be the Big Tent Conference versus the SEC. And that's going to be the all there is in college sports.
The Midwest hospitality. It went too far. It just... It got extended too far. I can't... Imagine like being a student at Rutgers and you gotta like prepare
travel out to Oregon.
Yeah, you gotta prepare for a game in UCLA one weekend, and then you got another one in Washington 2 weeks later, just flying back and forth across the country. Folks, this is Town Call. If you want to share some Wisconsin headlines with us, we want to hear them. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We're gonna be right back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the norm, just a little-
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 87. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Upper 70s, Sunday and Monday, with storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin headlines of the week. If you have an oh-so Wisconsin headline you'd like to share with us, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I have been informed that it is, in fact, my turn once again, my favorite turn of the game. And I'm going to go to a piece from Wisconsin Public Radio, Luke. And it was published last Friday. I had it on my list, but I didn't have the opportunity to get to it. So I'm going to make sure I touch on it today. Green Bay Paper Mill becomes first certified as net zero for water use. Company executive says unique partnership with wastewater utility has reduced water use and pollution in the Fox River. Reading over from the piece, while Green Bay is a national leader in paper production, the paper industry has left an environmental stain on the Fox Valley region and Lake Michigan. But Wisconsin's newest paper mill, opened by Green Bay Packaging in 2021, is striving for a cleaner model. Last year, it was validated as a net zero water user, meaning it has low consumption of water and returns the same amount of water it uses to the Fox Valley watershed. The company's corporate director of environment and sustainability recently appeared on Wisconsin Public Radio's The Morning Show to discuss the new mill and was quoted as saying, "We look at designing to include the environment. Sometimes that can be challenging, but we do put in energy efficiencies and we also do water reductions and recycling on sites to reduce those footprints. We also internalize our scrap systems so they're less particulate matter. So we do things to improve our footprint." Good work, Green Bay. It's not going to solve everything, but it's the start. It's better than nothing.
I had that headline on here, too. And I'm going to piggyback off of it. Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off of it because this next one over the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is pretty cool because of, in part, I would say, efforts like those that you described. This one published back on August 1st, earlier this week, written up by Jeff Bollier over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Bird not seen in Wisconsin for 178 years. Spotted in Green Bay Nature Area. So because of efforts to clean up the heavily polluted areas, because as you pointed out, the paper industry, before some of these efforts, some of the larger contributors in Wisconsin to water pollution, and now we're seeing some of these, this conscious effort to address the concerns that our environment has, making changes. 178 years. A bird that hasn't been here since pretty much Wisconsin became a state. Before Wisconsin came a state. I can't do math. I wanted to say we're in our 175th birthday right now. So 3 years. But this bird was last here, Will, when we were a territory, I believe. I don't do math on the radio, but I believe that.
Is that, did you say 179 years?
178.
So that'll put us, yeah, in the mid-1840s.
Yeah. So.
Though with Wisconsin's recent, you know, we do have an abortion ban from the late 1840s. So.
That is.
I don't know.
That is true. But this piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, northeastern Wisconsin birdwatchers have flocked to a Green Bay nature area for a gander at a bird not seen in Wisconsin for almost 180 years. Hats off to the reporter on that one. A roseate spoonbill arrived on the shores of Green Bay on July 26 and continues to draw Wisconsin birdwatchers and curious onlookers almost a week later. The bird's light pink feathers and flattened spoon-shaped bill help it stand out among the egrets and other shoreline birds that populate the Cat Island Restoration Area and Ken Ewers Nature Area on Green Bay's northwest side. So that's pretty cool. Bird that hasn't been here in nearly two centuries coming back to the Green Bay area.
I Googled it. That is a beautiful but very funky looking bird. That would definitely catch my eye. That is yeah. Fascinating.
Especially if you were a birder and being like, this is more rare than Halley's Comet here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. That's a great article, Luke. Good find.
There we go.
As long as we're talking nature, then I guess I'll continue that one. I've had this one teed up for a few weeks now, but I didn't know how to necessarily approach it because I'm trying to avoid spoilers. But a Bayfield County farmer survived 19 days in the Canadian wilderness as a contestant on a History Channel televised survival competition that I'm not going to name in case
somebody else wants to watch it. No spoilers. No spoilers. No,
right. But not she said she wasn't scared.
Go ahead.
She said she wasn't scared. She could just be her own person out there. And that's, good work, Wisconsin. Wisconsin survivalist lasting 19 days out in the Canadian wilderness. I tell you what, Luke, I don't think I would survive 19 days in my backyard. I don't think I would survive 19 hours in my backyard. I am not very well versed in survival. So good for her. Great work.
Yeah. Aaron, how long do you think you could survive outdoors?
Well, in my backyard, definitely not very long, because what the heck are you going to eat in your backyard if you can't go inside? So, yes, you're right. You wouldn't survive that long in your backyard.
You got 3 days then, right?
Yeah. If you're just out in the woods, I think my primary goal, like any time I've thought about wilderness survival, it's always been about how do I get back to civilization, not how do I live off the land.
How long do you stay out there? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not sure.
I think I could probably do... I'd give myself 72 hours. I could stay.
Weren't you an Eagle Scout?
Yeah, and it's a little rusty, but the food problem would probably be what it comes down to. I don't know well I could hunt for myself with just like some of these contestants are dropped off with like a thing of flint and that's it. And it's like, okay, good luck. A rope or maybe like some kind of burlap sack, but that's all that you get dropped off. Just because I'm an Eagle Scout doesn't mean that I can like go and hunt for my own food and do all of that stuff. That's the like wilderness survival scouts or something like that. That's different.
They just give the Eagle Scout badge to anybody these days. No, I'm kidding.
Aaron's like, I was out there killing squirrels, making sure that I could be an Eagle Scout. No, like at a certain point, maybe 48 hours. But
I don't know. I'm chronically online. I would last about 19 minutes, and then I'd be like, wait.
However
Who's
long
tweeting
you've
about
gotten
my location.
A phone charge. Yeah, however long you've gotten a phone charge. That's how long Will can last. My final one, I know we're coming to the end of the show here. UW to sell alcohol at Kohl Center, Laban Arena, starting this season. So UW taking a policy that was allowed for the suites and the guest like boxes, now going to serve alcohol at the Kohl Center for Badger hockey and basketball games. It'll be interesting to keep an eye on that. Again, folks, drink responsibly. All right. I think that is all of the Wisconsin headlines we've got time for. We're going to have to leave it up into Aaron's hands now for some judgment on this Friday afternoon here on Town Call.
All right. Quick recap for Luke, alcoholism deaths, Hawks burger of the month, Wisconsin being the center of the political universe, the Big Ten, 178 year old bird. That's not exactly what it is, but you know, Kohl Center alcohol. For Will, we have Dan Schaefer's celebrity softball. The fake videographer, Evers about the fake electors, Northwestern University hazing, and the paper mill with net zero water waste. This is a tough one. I think I am going to have to go with I'm gonna have to go with Will. I'll explain more later because we don't have time.
What? All right. All right.
Chalk it up, Luke. Chalk it up. That's guess what I like
it,
to
keep
hear.
Keep it interesting. Yeah. Now you're still only what? You're one behind, I believe.
You talk a lot for a guy who's only one game above 500.
Okay, folks, Town Call will be back tomorrow or on Monday, 12:15. Talk to y'all then.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePage.